From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Multilateral talks on Syria's future get underway today in Vienna. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is back in Vienna after saying the next round of talks on Syria's future are the most promising opportunity in years for reaching a political solution after nearly 5 years of what he calls nonstop horror. Speaking Wednesday in Washington, Mr. Kerry talked about the urgency of ending the conflict.
And while finding a way forward on Syria will not be easy, it's not going to be automatic. It is the most promising opportunity for a political opening. We're recognizing what is happening, that Syria is being destroyed, that Europe is being deeply impacted, that Jordan is being greatly put under enormous pressure, Lebanon, Turkey, the region, and so many millions of Syrians are displaced within Syria itself. Most compelling of all, the tragedy that Syrians are living every single day.
Kerry said the U.S. is taking a two-pronged approach, diplomacy and intensifying the campaign against the Islamic State. The talks will also involve Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and, for the first time, Iran. Main opposition candidate Edward Lowassa has rejected the results of Tanzania's Sunday presidential election, citing alleged fraud. At a news conference in Dar es Salaam Wednesday, Mr. Lowassa insisted there is evidence the process was compromised by members of the Electoral Commission working with the ruling party. He said the coalition's tallying unit showed the opposition leading the vote count before the unit was raided by police on Monday. The latest official results show Mr. Lowassa trailing CCM ruling party candidate John Magufuli 59-40%. His rejection throws more uncertainty to the election, disrupted by the annulment of the vote in Tanzania's Zanzibar region. This is VOA News. Nigeria's army says its troops rescued nearly 340 people held captive by Boko Haram militants. Soldiers raided suspected militant camps Tuesday along the edges of the Sambisa forest in the northeast. An army spokesman said troops killed 30 Boko Haram fighters. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Steve Warren made it clear Wednesday that American forces, alongside Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, engaged in a combat operation early this month that freed dozens of prisoners from an IS jail in Hawija, Iraq. Army Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler was killed in that operation.
He was killed in action. He died during a combat mission. So that's what this is. What this is not is what you saw here in Iraq, you know, everywhere from 2003, where it was divisions destroying an entire army.
Speaking from Iraq, Warren said U.S. pilots have been conducting combat air patrols for months. Up until now, the Obama administration has described U.S. ground action in Iraq as advise, train, and assist. The U.N. Special Rapporteur on the situation on human rights in North Korea said Wednesday, the government has for decades been sending tens of thousands of its citizens abroad to work under harsh conditions and is making more than $1 billion a year from their confiscated salaries. Special Rapporteur Marzuki Darusman told the UN General Assembly in a report as many as 50,000 workers are laboring under conditions that amount to forced labor. Troy Stangerone is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
North Korea has been sending citizens abroad to take and earn hard currency for the regime. The conditions often tend to be fairly harsh from what we can tell in that the North Korean workers are isolated from the rest of the population. Their salaries are largely taken by the North Korean regime.
The vast majority work in China and Russia. Others have been employed in Africa, the Middle East, and other parts of Asia. The UN Security Council Wednesday backed an African Union decision to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. The council expressed alarm over a spike in violence following the re-election of President Pierre Nkurunziza. Some 200 have been killed. Hundreds of thousands more have fled the country. The death toll from the crash of a Libyan helicopter Tuesday has been raised to at least 18, including two senior officials from the Islamist-backed government in Tripoli. The internationally recognized government in Tobruk has denied any responsibility. A Somali official says the militant group al-Shabaab has taken possession of a small plane that crashed Wednesday west of Mogadishu. Sources told VOA that 9 to 11 people were on board. The plane came down near the rebel-controlled village of Omar Dariri. The worldwide banana crop is under serious threat as a deadly fungus rampages its way through banana farms. The latest outbreak has occurred in Mozambique, where the crop brings in more than $70 million a year and involves an outbreak of the deadly TR4 strain of Panama disease. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.